Did you know that the Muslims fought a war with the French because they forced one woman to take off her hijab? You see, World War I ended in 1918, and at the end of the war, the Ottoman Empire was pretty much in collapse. Many of the countries in the Middle East and North Africa and even Europe were originally part of that empire, but at the end of the war, they were cut up into pieces with only Turkey being left. And then the Europeans went in for the kill. Greece invaded Turkey from the west, the Italians invaded from the south, the British invaded from both east and the west, and then there was France. The French came in from the south and occupied a place called Marash. And it was here that one of the most important events in Turkey's history happened. On October 31st, 1919, three Muslim women were leaving a Turkish bathhouse when a group of French soldiers approached them. The soldiers started harassing the women right there in the streets and even tried to rip the hijab off one of them. And he shouted at her, quote, "This is no longer the land of the Turks. You cannot walk around with a veil in French territory." The women started screaming and one of the locals heard them and came running trying to help. The soldier shot him and killed him, and now things were getting serious. Another local by the name of Imam Suchu saw this and fired at them in retaliation, killing one of the soldiers. He then fled to a nearby village with the French hot on his tail. When they came to the village, the French soldiers started firing randomly on the civilians there, killing some and injuring others. And this was the last straw. The tensions caused by this catastrophe led to what's called the Battle of Marash, which was the first major battle in the Turkish War of Independence. The Muslims managed to push out the French soldiers from the city of Marash, and the city was later named Kahraman Marash, which means heroic Marash, in light of this victory. And this name still stands to this day. Eventually, the Muslims pushed the Greeks, Italians, French, and British out of the country and formed the modern-day country of Turkey. And it all started with one man who risked his life to defend the honor of a Muslima. And by the way, Imam Suchu literally translates to Imam Milkman in Turkish, which I think is kind of funny. And also, by the way, you know those Turkish ice cream guys that you always see that's playing games with tourists and wearing that Ottoman costume? That style of ice cream that they sell and that game that they play is actually a custom originally from that city of Kahraman Marash. And as always, like and follow for more Muslim facts.